Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 24th, 2012, episode 474, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. So good morning, horse people.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Hope you have your coffee in hand. I got to tell you, Jamie, it's TGIF. I don't know why, but I just am tired this Friday. It's like TGIF for sure.
It has been an incredibly long week, has it not? I don't know
why.
You
have had a rough week. Let's just put it that way. You know, you went to try out that horse last week, and it bucked and carried on and wrenched your back, and then you went and fell off your horse the next day, and now you've been in pain ever since.
I know, and being within a military-type insurance program where you have to go to the base to get your medical care, do you know how many doctors I have seen this week?
How many?
Zero! It's like socialized medicine over there. Get a doctor visit. So you know what? After this show, I'm going to the base and I'm going to sit in some sort of doctor's area, and I might go to the, you know how like when you go to school, they have the teacher's lounge? There's got to be a doctor's lounge. And I'm going to sneak in. And every single one of them walks by, I'm going to raise my hand and say, please, please help me. My back hurts. Give me some drugs. I don't care. it's pretty bad. I'm mad. Stupid.
Now, was the teacher's lounge when you were in school like ours, where every time they would open the door, the smoke would pour out of the room?
I think I was in school by the time they realized smoking was bad for you, Glenn, not back in the 40s when you went to school.
It was that way, though. They'd open the door and the smoke would just pour out of the teacher's lounge. So the back is hurting, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of a mess. You know, my horses, though, have really been appreciating the break. I did ride up until like 2 days ago. I rode everybody every day. And then I just realized that it's actually getting worse. It's not getting better. So maybe I should lay off a little bit. So I'm going to point out, though, that, you know, my dear sweetheart of a horse, Edward, the one we got off the racetrack, I've had him 5.5 weeks now in training, and I just sent Jennifer a video. Maybe, Jennifer, if you want to post it online. This is my Edward jumping his first fences. So we're going to post that on Facebook. So you can see I actually did get on a horse this week, and I did make Chad videotape. And afterwards, he was really mad at me because he realized my back still hurt while I was riding.
So basically, we have determined that the Vampire Slayer is a keeper?
Oh, he's a total keeper. And he's not a vampire slayer. He's named after Sense and Sensibility to Edward Ferris. Thank you
yeah,
very
right.
much.
Yeah, right. Whatever that is. Yep. Yeah.
God.
Could you pick any more abstract thing to name your horse after?
Listen, when you've got three horses, one named Jack Daniels, one named Joe Montana, and one named Fighter Jet, which your husband named all of them, it was my turn. And so I went total opposite. I thought, what is as opposite from like a frat boy name as possible? Well, I've got to go to Jane Austen. And I love Jane Austen. I love Edward Ferris. And that's why I named my horse that. But yes, you're not the only one who thinks that I named him after the stupid vampire.
And you would have changed that if you had known beforehand, wouldn't you? You would have said, oh, I'm not going to do this.
Oh, yeah. We named him on a Friday.
Glenn forever is going to call him the Vampire Slayer.
I didn't know. And don't call him the Vampire Slayer. Isn't that Buffy? Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
That'll be your next horse name. Next girl you get.
Thanks.
So then you have Buffy the Vampire Slayer. St. Mark, you can have your own movie. Right there.
Jennifer, what's on today's show, hon?
Just find some way to shut him up today. On today's Kentucky Reformers Frogs Freestyle Friday edition, it's all about the co-hosts today with several of the didn't-have-time-for-them-on-Wednesday crappy lists, a host of hackneyed horse-related headlines, and a laugh-out-loud lineup of really bad ads. And for all of us who feel like we are buried in an endless heap of work, it could be worse. Because on this day in 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted, burying the citizens of Pompeii. So get over it, folks.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. And it doesn't look like you're going to get me to shut up today because we have no guests. It's just you and I. You know, it's been a long time since we had one of our bonding days together.
Is that what you call this?
We're
bonding
day.
This is the host date.
We haven't had much time to bond lately, so we're going to be bonding today. You and I, Jamie, us against the world.
God bless. If it wasn't 6 o'clock in the morning here, I'd bond a little faster.
My Daily Winnie goes out to all the endurance riders from around the world who are meeting at the FEI World Endurance Championships this weekend at Euston Park. That is in England. Apparently, that is a little place owned by the Duke of Grafton, and apparently several of his other barren landlords from neighboring huge estates have gotten together and donated a 100-mile championship course that will happen, I think it's Saturday. This is the 14th running of the championships, and for those of you who remember back to the World Equestrian Games, Spain's Maria Alvarez Pontón won, and she is competing. She's the favorite for this weekend. She is trying to match the U.S.'s Becky Hart in winning 3 world titles in succession. So that is coming up this weekend. And, of course, now you want to say his name? You do real well at the Sheikh's name.
No.
Okay. It's H.H. Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashad Al Maktoum is also going to be riding, and his son Sheikh Ahmed won the world individual title in 2002 at the age of 16. It was interesting because I was at the start and finish of the World Equestrian Games in Lexington, 2010, and the Sheikh rides with a bodyguard. Now, I often wondered, doesn't the bodyguard have to be as good a rider as the Sheikh? When you think about it.
Hold up. Are you serious? I didn't know that. They actually ride with – is the bodyguard on a horse as well?
Yeah, the bodyguard's on a horse as well. And believe me, you wouldn't have wanted to fool around with that guy. He was a big dude. But I don't think they switched off like in the middle of the race or anything. I think this guy stuck with him the whole way. So isn't he like a winner too if they come in toward the end?
Nobody wins other than me.
He was not happy. He was not happy with his result. He came in second. I think he came in second. I'm pretty sure he was second at the World Equestrian Games, but he didn't come to the ceremonies. He was not happy. He was second. Was not a You know what we talked about, the gold, silver, bronze the other day? How the silver person is never happy and the bronze is thrilled. Well, that was the case in this. Yeah, that was the same case here. There's 150 riders from 38 countries that will go, and this is actually being covered on FEI TV. So if you go to the FBI's website, you can watch this. They're going to cover the entire day. I don't know if they have cameras all through the course or what the deal is, but it's kind of hard to watch. Basically, with Endurance, you watch the beginning and the end, and that's it. That's all you really get to see. So.
No kidding.
Yeah. But it's fun to watch them take off. You know, if you've never seen the beginning of a FEI Endurance race, they all line up at this, like, rope. It's like a rope drop. They all line up at this rope, and they're all there with their wild, crazy arms that are foaming at the mouth and ready to go. And when they let the rope down, oh, my God, they take off like it was a quarter-mile quarter horse race at a dead run. They're all heading out this dead run, and I'm going, you're riding 100 freaking miles. You don't need to take off at a dead run.
It's the drama of it, though, Glenn. Don't you remember in the movie Hidalgo when Frank is at the starting line with Hidalgo and all his people are lined up, and then they shoot the gun, and then everybody takes off galloping, and he's like, what the heck? You know, we've got forever to go. But he gallops away anyway, and then he, as he continues on, once they got over the hill, everybody stopped their horses and walked. See?
That's right.
Just like that.
Jennifer just wrote in our chat, how did I know Hidalgo would come up with Jamie?
Because that's my introduction to Endurance. And it's a hot guy on a horse. Come on, please. Talk about that all day. Okay, so my daily winning is going to go out to one of our listeners. And her name is Betty Faye. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, in all my years of doing actual real radio, on a real radio station, not that this isn't awesome, Glenn, but never, ever, ever did, I mean, I never even talked about my horses on regular radio because really nobody cares. Nobody cares about horses that, you know, non-horse people, they're like, what?
Wait a minute. You're telling me nobody in the middle of Atlanta City cared about your horse?
Believe it or not, not a whole lot of urban fans of horses, definitely. So especially when I was on the pop station, the urban pop station. So I didn't really talk about it. It was kind of like I was a closet horse person. Now that I'm with, let's see, how can I put this? With a radio station devoted to horses, never in my life did I think I would, number one, do this job. Number two, talk about horses all the time because it was such a personal thing to me. Number three, did I ever think I would buy a horse sight unseen from a listener? Okay, right? Who would do something like that? Well,
Wait a minute. You're buying a horse sight unseen?
From a listener?
Are you listening when we read the really bad ads every week?
Oh, so, yes, I am. And this, Betty actually contacted me after hearing about the bucking and the bolting and the horse is lame and all this stuff. And she actually emailed me and she's like, this is going to sound crazy. But you know what? I'm on board with crazy, so bring it on. So she says, this is going to sound crazy, but I have the perfect horse for you. And she goes on to tell me about her horse named Robbie, who is 17 years old. He's a 16 two-hand buckskin. He's half quarter horse, half thoroughbred. And he does up to second-level dressage movements. He does lengthenings, and he does half passes and all these great, wonderful dressage things. She's like, jumping's not my thing, but I have jumped him to keep him fit in dressage. I live in Colorado, so I've trail ridden him all over the place. And this is what I'm looking for, is just something quiet and something broke and something a little older. And she nailed it. I mean, every single thing in the, you know, I'm putting finger quotes in the air, in the ad sounded great. But, of course, I can't drive 13 hours up to Colorado to go look at a horse. I can't. I don't have time for that. So she sent me videos. She sent me a video of her husband leading him around, putting him in the cross ties, fly spraying him, picking his feet, like doing everything that a kid would do around this horse. Then she sent me a video of him going up to a gate on a trail, and she goes up next to the gate, side passes to it, opens it up, side passes away, goes through it, backs him up, he closes the gate, and then they ride off. And then she sends me a dressage video of him going around in the dressage arena, walk, trot, canter, half passes, shoulder in, lengthenings on the trot, across the... It was amazing. But amazing because this is what I've been looking for. And I can't believe that I found it from a random listener that emailed me that I have the horse for you. How many times has somebody said, oh, I got the horse for you, and actually not been true? Every time. But this time it was actually kind of true.
You know, I actually am not too worried about this. On a serious note here, Betty Faye has been listening to our shows, I think, since the beginning of the Horse Radio Network, since our first Stable Scoop shows. And when I requested, when I was doing Horse Tip Daily way back when, it's probably 2 years ago now, I requested listeners if they wanted to do some tips on Horse Tip Daily, they could contact me. And Betty Faye was one of the ones that she's a lovely, lovely lady. So I believe, you know, whatever she said in the ad is probably true. It's probably not like the ads we're going to do later today.
hopefully not, because that would be bad. I'll try to dig up some pictures. Actually, Jennifer, the Horse Tip Daily picture of her with the buckskin is the one of him, of Robbie. So,
oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought I saw her with a buckskin before. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got to tell you that it was such an easy sell to Chad. Because number one, he's bigger than Jet, because Jet's only 16'1", and you know that Chad's most important thing is that it's bigger than my horse. That's why he likes 17 hand Jack Daniels, because he doesn't want to be shorter than me. And number two, he's a buckskin. And Chad, he's watched The Man from Snowy River with me. He sees me drool, and I think subconsciously he's decided that that's the reason he needs a buckskin. So all he's talked about is someday he'll have his buckskin. And so I say, hey, hon, one of our listeners wants to sell me a 16 two-hand buckskin. Sold!
No problem there, huh?
No, it's all he needed. It was great.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you to Betty Faye for contacting you about that. I think she lived like in the foothills of the mountains up there in Colorado, and she does a lot of trail riding, too. So this horse is probably well ridden on the trails.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He looks like he's kind of a been there, done that kind of guy. And you know what, Betty? Your name is going to be Mud, honey, if this horse ain't what he said.
All those nice things I just said.
yeah, exactly. No, he actually, he's actually getting shipped here next Thursday. So, and potentially it's Thursday. They're leaving Colorado. This is their tentative schedule because they got to go to the East Coast and come back, and you just never know. Their tentative schedule is to pick him up Thursday morning, and depending on what time they pick him up, he'll either be here Thursday night or Friday morning next week.
Terrific. Well, congratulations. Let's hope that works out. You needed a break.
Yes, and you know what? His name is Robbie, but going with, you know, the theme of all of my other horses, I think with Joe Montana, I call him Joseph. We've got Edward. I think Robbie's now going to be called Robert. It's a little more formal. Robert,
well, hold on.
Fetch the
hold bucket. On one second. Let me put in Robbie and Vampire and see what I get.
No!
Nope. Doesn't appear to be anything vampire-ish.
Okay, good. Thank God. Thank God. Now, I'm so excited to get Robbie and have him kind of be part of our family. And she did say, if you ever go to sell him, I said, honey, please. Like, we don't sell horses here. We just keep them. Like, you don't have to worry about that. But update on Jack Daniels, who actually did sell to the police department. He's doing fantastic. They love him. They say he's their best horse.
Well, great. That's super. Yay for Jack Daniels. Did they keep his name?
Yeah, they did. But again, it's a college town. They thought it was going to be great.
Well, that's super. Good job. Well, thank you, Betty Faye. You've been a great listener since day one and helped out with the shows, and we really appreciate you still listening to the shows up there in Colorado. Well, Jamie, we have us for this first hour here before we get to really bad ads. And thank you. We had a lot of new people send in really bad ads this time. And, you know, it's terrific that we're getting all those new people participating in the really bad ad segment. That's a lot of fun. Let's take a break here for our Kentucky Performance Products Supplement 101 edition. We're talking about old fat horses today. And when we come back, we are going to have a list for you. I have the status symbols of today. And this was put out by one of the newspapers, and they put out, what are the status symbols if you're an up-and-coming, you know, rich person today? What are the status symbols of today as compared to in the 1950s, and I actually had the status symbols through all of those years. But then Jennifer and I started to think, what are the status symbols if you're a horse person? What really makes you an in-hip horse person? And we have some of those, and I'd like to see if Jamie can come up with some too. So we'll be doing that right after this Supplement 101 segment from Kentucky Performance Products. Hi, Glenn the Geek here from the Horse Radio Network, and I'm here with Karen from Kentucky Performance Products with a sensible supplementing tip of the week. And this is part two, talking about senior horses. Last week, we talked about the ones who can't keep weight on, and this week, we're talking about everybody's dream horse, the Easy Keeper. Now, sometimes that causes its own set of problems, which we're going to talk about today. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Glenn. How are you today?
Okay, so when we talk about easy keepers, we mean seniors that don't have any trouble keeping weight on, but yet that has its own set of issues, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because, I mean, people call us all the time and go, my gosh, what am I going to feed this horse? He lives on air. You know,
we have one of those.
Him enough grain. I know, you have one beaker.
Yep.
And it's just, it's really frustrating. Again, like we talked about last time, it's so important for these older horses to have enough fiber in their diet. And, you know, if you have a 1,000-pound fat little quarter horse, you know, how do you feed them 20 pounds of hay a day? And, you know, you need to try to get at least 15 to 20 pounds of hay in them. And what most people do and what they figured out is that you have to buy a lower quality hay. Of course, with lower quality hay, you have to worry about mold and dust and so on. So it's really important to find a source of somebody that will give you a mature Timothy or one of the other grass hays that doesn't have as much energy per pound in it, and get a good mature source and have that in front of your horse all the time so he has that long-stemmed hay to chew. You know, many of these older horses, senior horses, and horses that are easy keepers cannot tolerate much grass, if any at all. So there's a couple of things, and also they can't tolerate a lot of grain. So right there you have some big holes in their diet, you know, because hay only has so many vitamins and minerals in it. And then, of course, the more mature hay, which is what you want to feed these guys because they don't need the energy, has even less vitamins and minerals in it. So the important thing to do is to find a good, balanced vitamin-mineral supplement that you can add to their diet. Some people are fortunate enough that they can get one of those, like, light feeds. And they can feed enough of that if you feed it at the recommended level that they tell you to, however many pounds that is. Usually it's around 5 pounds a day. Then your horse should be getting the complete complement of vitamins and minerals. But if you can't feed the recommended amount of concentrate, say if you're feeding half or if you're feeding, you know, a handful of grain a day, then your horse is not getting the vitamins and minerals he needs. And you have to provide that. You have to fill that gap with a vitamin and mineral supplement.
We would have that. Geez, if we fed Beaker 5 pounds a day, it would be the size of a house.
Yeah. I mean, I had a quarter horse that was like that too, and I was competing him. So, you know, it was a real challenge to try to get the vitamins and minerals, and he really needed it. And, you know, when horse is just eating hay alone, you start to notice that their coat starts to get dull, and you know, they just don't look very good. So, if you can, finding a good well-balanced vitamin and mineral supplement will really help. The other thing that's very, very important and is missing from a horse that's eating an all-forage diet, especially an all-hay diet, is natural vitamin E. And natural vitamin E, you know, the research is becoming more and more apparent through the research that horses really need this nutrient. It's an essential nutrient. It would have been in their natural diet in the grass. It's an essential nutrient. They don't make it themselves, so you have to provide it for them. And if it's not there, then horses will have lots of problems. The vitamin E is an antioxidant that supports all the systems in the body, and if it's not there, then horses will have a lot of trouble. So it's important to give your horse a vitamin E supplement as well.
Now, we use, for Beaker, who's our very easy keeper quarter horse, we use Microphase, which is a Kentucky Performance product.
Yes, it is, and Microphase was developed specifically for that purpose. You know, I was like, okay, what am I going to give this horse of mine that, you know, can live on air? It also has natural vitamin E in it, Microphase, and it's very important to use natural vitamin E. Many feeds and supplements we'll use synthetic vitamin E, which is a petroleum-based product, and it is not absorbed as well in the horse as natural vitamin E, which is plant-based. The synthetic vitamin E has a much more complicated molecular structure, so it's not absorbed as well. So you want to look for a natural vitamin E when you're looking for a vitamin E supplement.
And that's Microphase. And you have a second one, too, that could be beneficial for the older Easy Keeper.
We do. That's the Elevate Maintenance Powder. And that's a natural vitamin E. And it's you just feed 7 grams a day, which, you know, it's hard for people to relate to what a gram is. But it's this tiny little scoop. And one jar lasts 130 days. And you need to feed around 1,000 to 2,000 IUs of natural vitamin E a day to a horse that's on an all-forage diet. And it's just hanging out. You know, if they're exercising, you have to increase it more, because as the horse exercises more, their antioxidant requirements go up. But for a horse that's just hanging out and doing light trail riding, just 1,000 to 2,000 IUs is sufficient.
Terrific. Well, you can find out more about both of those products at Kentucky Performance Products. Their website is kppusa.com, and they have some terrific articles in there also under the Tips and Topics section. And we also encourage you to follow them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products, because Karen is always putting all kinds of good information up there, too, about horse health and nutrition. And you can find it all, again, at kppusa.com.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out now. I've got to go check and see how much vitamin E my horses are getting. They need more supplements.
I know where you can get some.
KPPUSA.com. Trust me, I'm going on the site right now. My horses get grain too, so I need to check and see how much grain they're getting versus how much vitamin E is in it. I'm freaking out now. I'm going to have to figure it out. Okay.
Well,
I'm all right.
These educational segments just for you, Jamie.
I know.
But make you paranoid. That's why we do it. Hey, noticed here, before we get to the status symbols thing I found, I just noticed something, and I guess I knew this, but was on the back burner. It looks like Lance Armstrong is giving up his fight against the USADA, which is the anti-doping agency, and that he's throwing in the towel. I don't know if he determined he couldn't win this argument or not, but they say by the end of the week, probably in the next couple of days, he will be stripped by virtually all of his titles because of doping. They said that his 7 Tour de France titles will be gone. Basically, his name will be all but wiped from the record books of the sport he once ruled, and he will be banned for life from riding in any other cycling competitions.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how that makes me feel. I'm like heartbroken for him if he wasn't doping. And if he was, then he gets what he, you know, who knows? Who knows what he did? You know, they don't usually fight it that hard if it was true, you know?
Yeah, I know. I just saw that and it was like, it just caught me. Caught me off guard a little bit. All right, well, let's talk. I saw this article, and it was the status symbols of today. This is if you're an up-and-comer, if you're wanting to look like a player, like you're rich, then these are the things that you would have owned. And I want to read some of these to you through history, because it's really going to make you realize how far we have come since the 1950s. And then we're going to talk about equestrian status symbols. What Jennifer and I came up with a few here, and maybe, Jamie, you can come up, and our listeners can come up with a few, too. By the way, if you want to call us today, it's 347-637-3238. So in the 1950s, it was a status symbol if you owned a transistor radio, a push-button phone, or an electric toaster. That's how far we've come. In the 1960s, it was a status symbol to own a washing machine, a sewing machine, colorful kitchen cabinets, and an electric carving knife. God, we used to...
No kidding.
I remember when we first got our first electric carving knife. That was so cool. In the 1970s, I remember all this stuff. In the 1970s, it was a fondue set. God, they came
back, I think, in the 90s. I remember my mom's fondue set, and it would either be the oil or the chocolate. And so we'd always see the fondue kit out. We're like, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. And it was always like, cook your chicken in here.
Yeah, you know. What's that place, Jennifer, where you go and we went and you cook, you actually, you know, have the fondue place. What's it called?
The restaurant is the Melting Pot.
The Melting Pot. So we went there and it was so cool. It's so expensive to go there, by the way. That's a place you go for special occasions. But they have this three-course meal you can have. And so we went with friends. It was fun because the first course is cheese and you dip all this different stuff in cheese and that's cool. And then they have that oil course where you have to cook your own meat in the oil. I got to tell you, my ADD kicked in and I was like, oh, just cook it for me. I don't have the patience to sit here and cook it one piece at a time in my oil. That didn't work for me.
Well, and the problem is you walk into those places, because there was one, I think it was called Dante's down the hatch in Atlanta, and I went in there, and it just smells like grease, the whole place.
Well, I'll tell you what we did the next time. Next time we went, we had the cheese course and the chocolate course, and we skipped the middle cooking the meat part, and that was just fine. I'd rather have doubles of the cheese and chocolate anyway. So in the 70s, you had the fondue set. You had a Betamax. That's when Betamax had just come out. We just threw our last Betamax tapes away not too long ago. When we did our last move, we finally determined that they wouldn't ever be worth anything, even as nostalgia, so we threw those away. A color TV, I remember when we got our first color TV, it was so exciting. And then there weren't any flippers. You basically, one of us kids was in charge of sitting near the color TV, getting radiated, and turning the channel. That was pretty much our job.
Yeah.
And then the mini bar. I remember mini bars, too. They were real big. As a matter of fact, we had one of the first – now, get this. This is how much things have changed. We had the first mini bar for a car. They made them for cars, so you could bring your mini bar along and drink while you were driving. That's how things have changed since the 70s. Yeah. You'd get arrested for that now.
That was actually – the mini bar was located in the back of the station wagon where all the kids were sitting riding backwards.
That's true.
Such a – how did any of us make it? I mean, really.
We had a van.
I think my mom had a car seat in the very back, turned backwards in her station wagon.
We didn't have cars. But, cars weren't in when we were kids. They didn't have a car seat back then. Matter of fact, I remember we had these big vans because there were four boys and there's six of us total. So we had these big, like Chevy vans. And they had, sometimes they would just have the one seat, bench seat in the back. And in back of that, because that only fit like two kids because you couldn't put three or they'd fight. So they just put lawn chairs. We used to sit on lawn chairs. I remember going to Hershey Park, driving the hour, sitting on lawn chairs in the back of the van. Can you imagine? No.
Wow, your parents were broke.
In the 1980s, a Commodore 64 computer. And by the way, I had one of those. I was one of the first geeks. I had a Commodore 64. You could do nothing on it. It had a C prompt. You'd type things. You could maybe make a little tiny game to work. Or you could buy these disk drive things that would make these horrible games work. I mean, it was pretty much a useless piece of junk, but it was one of the first computers, and it was cool to own one. An avocado-colored bathroom. We are not too far from that, by the way, in the house we live in now, because we have a pink bathroom with pink sinks and a pink toilet. I wake up to that every morning, by the way, just saying.
Wow.
A garbage disposal and a microwave. When microwaves first came in, they were so cool. They cost about $5,000, and they weighed about 300 pounds, and they were huge. But, boy, were they cool. You probably even remember the first microwaves. You're even old enough for that, man. That was
I don't know. I think so. I've never – you know my theory on microwaves, and I think it probably started when they come out. I never trust a microwave. I won't use one.
I can't believe you.
Why exactly would you eat something that was hot and the walls aren't even hot? Nothing is hot but the actual food. There's no heat anywhere. It's weird and I don't appreciate it.
That's a miracle, Jamie. In the 1990s, a black dining room table and chairs. I don't remember that. I kind of don't remember that one. A bread maker. Oh, remember, they were all the rage. Everybody had to have a bread maker. And then you use it five times and nobody ever used it again. And beige carpeting. We still had beige carpeting up to last year. That was Jennifer just read it. You don't remember the 90s period.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, now current status symbols of today. I'll give you the top 10. A gas grill, and the bigger, the better. You have to have the monster gas grill, not just a little gas grill. You need the Weber with four burners and the side burners and the extra space to put stuff underneath. gas grills have become really a status symbol for guys.
Okay, hold on. Let's tally up. I want you to keep, Jennifer, you to keep track of how many y'all have. I keep track of how many I have, and we'll see who's actually cooler. Okay, so gas grill is number one. Do you have to have the super gas grill or just a gas grill?
No, this is a super. I have a nice Weber gas grill, I must say.
Now, here it is. The gas grill has to be less than 5 years old.
Oh, then mine doesn't count. Mine's 20 years old, but I've replaced everything inside of it.
That doesn't count.
Do you have one of those?
Hey. I have a gas grill that's less than 5 years old, yes, but it is not a super duper, like, flip your pancakes on one side and cook your meat on the other. I mean, it's just like a regular just gas grill.
Doesn't count. Number nine, temperature-controlled wine cellar. I'm sure you have one of those in Arizona.
Yeah, sure. Let me head down there right now. No, don't have that.
First of all, who has the wine around long enough to put it in the cellar? That's my question.
Exactly. And who has, I can't even temperature control my house in this godforsaken city.
A fancy coffee maker. What they're talking about there is one of those one cup, what's the brand? You put the little cartridge in. And we had those when I worked at the one place I worked. It was so nice. I didn't like coffee, but they always kept hot chocolate. You can make that, and it made the best hot chocolate for some reason. We don't have one of those fancy ones. We still have the $20, you know, simple little coffee maker.
Yeah. I think I registered for one of those, but out of everybody that gave me a gift, I think I invited like 60 different people to my wedding, and I got like 4 gifts because I have some really shady friends. So I've registered for one of those, but I didn't get it.
Okay. So far we're not doing very well on being hip and chic. Number seven, restaurant-style range stove. And you know what they're talking about. It has the griddle, and it has the 12 burners and the, you know, the fryer. We don't have one of those.
Nope, me neither. Nope.
Number six, sound-activated blinds and lights. And, you know, I saw a TV show the other day with these, and you actually say open and close, and they open and close. How cool is that?
Oh, you don't do this? Clap
no.
That's sound-activated.
No, that was in the 70s status.
That was
symbolism.
The 70s, yeah. That was.
I can disconnect my computer. Connect.
3D TV. First of all, I don't really want one. I just don't. There's not that many shows. And most of the 3D movies, we don't even go and see in 3D anymore because I don't think they're that good. And besides, you have to wear the stupid glasses. So, not much. Number four, a stereo system with speakers in every room. That was the top choice for men. Surround sound in every room. Don't have that. Number three, side-by-side refrigerator freezer. I don't know why this is in here because isn't that pretty common? We have that, by the way. Side-by-side.
So do I.
That's because the original survey was done in the UK.
Okay. Was it? Maybe that's a new thing over there.
Side-by-sides are not a commonplace here.
Now, the top choice for women, what would you guess the top choice for women would be?
My top choice of my status symbol that I think that when I walk out of the house, I'm awesome, because I have an iPhone.
Nope, not the top choice. The top choice for women is a walk-in closet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Women do like big closets. I have a small walk-in closet that I have to share with my husband, so I don't think I qualify there.
We have the biggest closet we've ever had in our life in this house. It is bigger than some of the bedrooms we've had in the past, and because we don't really have all that many clothes because we're horse people, it looks pretty empty. So we probably do have a huge walk-in closet.
Jennifer, you just make that the baby's room.
And number one on the list, any guesses? What's number one on the list? And I don't know if you have this or not.
I thought it was an iPhone. I have no idea.
I thought it was going to be a pool. You know, I really thought a pool. But apparently it's a hot tub. That's like the number one status symbol is to have a really cool hot tub.
I'll tell you what, we do have a hot tub here, and it's like right next to the pool. However, when we moved in, you were so excited, a pool and a hot tub. But we realized that the hot tub was installed so long ago that it's heated by propane. Yeah. Propane heated hot tub. What kind of ghetto hot tub is that? I mean, really, propane, you know how much gas it would take to heat up a hot tub?
You need actually don't need a heated hot tub. You need a hot tub with ice in it where you live. You need to just jump right in the cold tub. That's what you need. You need a cold tub.
No, Glenn, to cool off, I go to my temperature-controlled wine cellar and sit down there.
Well, now, we came up with some equestrian status symbols of today, and this is what we came up with. A living quarters horse trailer that has to be at least four horse, and a living quarters has to have a small kitchen and a bathroom. That is a true status symbol. Don't you think of today?
Yeah, I think three horses are more in, though. Most people have the three horses with living quarter. At least I do. So, I'm cool.
Yeah, you have a speed on that one. You definitely have a speed on that one. A heated wash stall.
We have that.
Yeah, the whole outside's a heated wash stall.
Yeah, it's the concrete pad outside the garage with a hose next to it.
Yeah, when you live in Florida, your whole place is a heated wash stall.
That's the heated wash stall.
Gotcha. Yeah, don't have that.
Bling helmets. You know, cool helmets are really coming in now, and I think is new. Air vests. I think having the pop vests are really becoming a status symbol. You have to own one if you're an inventor. Don't you think?
Oh yeah.
So?
I definitely do, and now I have my red, white, and blue American flag helmet that all the listeners helped me win, and I have an air vest, so my God, I'm awesome.
And then super bling belts and super bling cowboy hats are now in. You know, it used to be that back about 20 years ago, kind of plain, and, you know, the plain look was in on the western side, but boy, it isn't not that, it's super bling. And, you know, that's on the English side now, too, because how many, you know, jumpers and hunters are wearing the super bling belt? And you even have them, I think, right?
I won a belt buckle at a horse show, but no, it does not qualify as bling at all. Nothing I would wear would be considered bling. But I do love the fact that it's such a cool thing in Western sports to look good. You know, they all look so good in their hats and their belts and they're shiny and you can see them from a half mile away. It's fantastic. I don't have that kind of – I can't pull it off.
Can I add to your list there of them looking really good to paint it on jeans just for all the guys out there just adding that?
Yeah.
It must take them a week to put them on. Now, what can we add to that list? What else would be equestrian status symbols of today?
It's you know what's horse. Becoming? The hairy horse. What? You got to have some hairy breed of horse. That's the right.
Oh, that's true with the long manes and the tails, and you're right.
The Gypsy Vanners or
the Frisians. Yeah. You're right, a hairy horse. That's a little
I forgot. Oh, you know what's really big in English now is the monoflap saddle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really
cool
popular
with the buckles
now.
Down on their elbows, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool now to have a monoflap. And then, let's see, I liked your idea with the whole trailer thing. What else is really awesome to have if you
are a cool truck? Is there a cool truck to pull the trailer? Does it have
I feel like the truck people are still very divided. There's no uniform truck. But if you have a Dodge, then you feel like everybody else should have a Dodge. And so anybody that has a Dodge, you think they're cooler than anybody that has, like, a Ford. At least I do. But you know what's really trendy now? And I really thank the Jockey Club for this, but to have an off-the-track thoroughbred. The OTTB, I mean, how many times do you hear that now? And you have an off-the-track thoroughbred. They give special prizes at horse shows now, prize money at different horse shows. So I think we owe that to the Jockey Club because I think it's starting to be kind of a status symbol.
Well, I think that's a pretty good list to start. Let's have our listeners chype in. Jennifer, if you could post get their opinions on what are equestrian status symbols of today, maybe put a couple of our ideas down, get them going, and we'll see. Maybe by the end of the show we can come up with some new ones for that. But I just thought that was kind of fun and shows you how things have changed over the years. Well, speaking of status symbols, there's a race coming up this weekend that's usually a pretty big one that has a lot of the Kentucky Derby horses in it and a lot of the Triple Crown horses in it, but not so much this year, huh?
Yeah, it's been a tough year for the 3-year-olds. So many of them have retired, including, you know, like Hanson just retired. You've got, I'll Have Another is already a stud in Japan. And, of course, Union Rags has already been retired. And the Haskell winner, Painter, has an illness right now. So Bodemeister has been retired. So that's like, usually the Travers is kind of where all these guys meet back up. And they're a little bit older, they're a little bit tougher, and that's not going to happen this year. The Travers Stakes is a $1 million graded stakes race, and the horses that are in it, we're gonna make our picks, Glenn. Are you ready to make a pick? I don't think you care about the odds. I don't think you care about the trainer or the jockey or anything. You just go by name. So that's what we're going to stick with.
Hey, I won $9 at the Greyhound track just going by name, I'll have you know.
How much you spend?
No, I actually came down out $9 ahead. But when I was
done. Oh, my gosh, it's a miracle.
I know.
all right, so we've got Spite City, 516, Golden Ticket, because I've got the Golden Ticket, sorry, Steel Case, Street Life, Alpha, Atagon, Neck and Neck, Liaison, Nonios, and Fast Falcon. Now, I have to tell you, I have to pick Street Life because this is the sleeper pick I've given for many other races, including the Belmont Stakes, and he hasn't paid yet for me, but he came off a victory not too long ago in July, so I don't know. I'm going to go with Street Life, and I'm not picking him by name, but which name stood out for you?
I don't know. There's none of them in here. How do you say that first name? Spaghetti City? Spaghetti City? What is it?
Sure. Spaghetti City. Go with that.
I kind of like Spaghetti City. There's not a lot of great names here. 5-6. Oh, Rosie Napravnik's riding 516, so I might have to just go with that. Neck and Neck, Liaison. There's not any really great fun names like I'll Have Another in this batch.
Well, then you got to make your pick. Maybe you should look at jockeys or odds.
Spaghetti,
oh my God! Okay.
Number one, and then 516 because of Rosie Napravnik. Number two.
Can I tell you that Spite City is actually the long shot right now?
Oh, really?
The longest odds at 30-1. Good choice, Glenn. You know what? You should play that. Go to the off-track betting place again this weekend and put some money on it. But this race will happen, I believe, on Saturday evening. So, and that's East Coast time, so it'll probably be like Saturday afternoon our time. So good luck to everybody. I am definitely pulling for Street Life. This is my friend Jack has a partnership in this. And you met Jack. He lives in Lexington. And he's got a partnership in this horse. So I'm pulling for that one. I've got an actual connection.
Well,
I think
good.
It's a very
right.
small partnership.
We'll play the race on Monday, see who won. Did Spaghetti City win or did Street Life win?
I mean, no, Street Life.
Okay, all right. We'll find out on Monday. And now one other thing I wanted to mention. We've had the producers and the creators, actually, of the movie or the film that's coming out, Wild Horse, Wild Ride, on Wednesday. When you weren't here on Wednesday, but we had them on. And it's a film that was produced about the Extreme Mustang Makeover. And it opened yesterday in New York City. And I just wanted to read here, the first reviews have come out of it. And this is actually a guy, he's not a horse person. It's out of the New York Daily News. So it's one of the major newspapers in New York City. And he wrote, documentary about a contest to break and save wild horses. This gorgeous looking documentary is crying out to be remade as a family film feature. The Extreme Mustang Makeover Challenge is an annual event in which professionals have 100 days to tame a wild Mustang, round it up on public lands to ensure a better life for equines. These horse breakers have to get the animals used to saddles, riders, and rules. If they don't, federal corral awaits. The humans range from young people with big hearts to grizzly cowboys to showboating cowgirl to a man who hopes to buy a horse for his son. We get to know the horses, too, which have personalities that sometimes complement and sometimes stand in contrast to their human counterparts. And he liked this film. He said the length should have been reined in, but the movie is overall wonderful. And he gave it a 3 out of 4 stars. So far,
when did it come out?
It actually came out today, I believe, but it's opening in the major cities. And you can go to the website, just search for Wild Horse Wild Ride, and you'll find their website on Google, and they have a list of all of the places. I think Phoenix was one of the cities it was coming out in. And you can nominate that they bring it to your city, just like we did with Buck, and hopefully get it a wider release. But it sounds, in the trailer, it looked like a pretty good movie. So.
Oh, that would be great. By the way, before we get to our caller, I've got to tell you about another movie that's being made. It's another horse movie. And this is going to be awesome. Okay, so the producer of Dances with Wolves, heard of that one?
Yep.
The Bodyguard.
Never saw it, but heard of it.
Oh, my God. Go see that movie. The producers of Dances with Wolves, The Bodyguard, and Wyatt Earp are going to be in New Mexico this fall to work on a new independent feature film. And the movie is going to be about the long shot winner of the 2009 Kentucky Derby, Mind That Bird. Do you remember
really?
When Calvin Burrell was on the horse and he was in the back and he was like the super long shot? He was like 50-1 and he came from the back of the pack and Calvin Burrell just like made holds for this horse and he swept through, won the race. And he actually, I think he's a gelding, so he came through, won the race. It's amazing this horse actually qualified for the Derby. It's going to show his like entire life because he went then to win the Preakness and then he went to win the Belmont. I'm sorry, he came in second in the Preakness, third in the Belmont. So the New Mexico Film Office has okayed the movie. They're going to have this is what's great about movies is 100 New Mexico crew members, 30 actors, and 550 extras. Isn't that great?
Are you going to go over? That's not far from you. You could be an extra.
It's the next state over, honestly, and that's kind of far when you live in the West. It's not like Florida to Georgia. But locations that they're going to film at are in Las Cruces, which they actually have a horse trial in Las Cruces, Sunland Park, Edgewood, Albuquerque, Bernalillo, and Santa Fe. So they're going to be all over the place in New Mexico, and it's another horse movie. Yay!
Terrific. And, you know, that was the one where the trainer drove the horse there for like 17 hours in his little two-horse trailer.
That was
a fun story, yeah. All right, cool. That'll be fun. Hey, we have a caller on the line here. We have Helena B., my co-host of the Stable Scoop radio show. Good morning, Helena.
Surprise, surprise. How are you?
Hey. Good.
Hey.
So we haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. I've been busy, you know, doing stuff.
Well,
I heard you have
some status symbols to add to our list.
I have a status symbol.
Okay, what is it?
A new horse.
I was going to say, I want to hear about this fancy new pony of yours.
Well, he's a great status symbol because he's cute and he's sweet and he looks good in my field and I can ride him.
That's fantastic. So what is he? Tell us about him.
He's a 13-year-old Appaloosa gelding. And he's about 15 hands, maybe just a little bit over 15 hands, but a trail horse, a lesson horse, a backyard horse. And his name's Brody. And what else?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
No steering?
No, but we'll get to that in a minute. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that you lost the whole status symbol thing when you said he was an Appaloosa.
But wait, he's an Appaloosa with a long, thick, lush tail.
No way. He's not an Appy.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
They don't make those.
Yeah. Yeah. People drive by and lust after his tail.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
I swear. I don't lie. Yeah. So he's a good boy. Hopefully he'll make a good field hunter, too. And that is the ultimate status symbol.
To have a field hunter. Yeah, hunting is kind of a status symbol. And it's starting to get to the point where people are starting to get their hunt horses fit. I know a friend of mine went on a muck hunt yesterday morning, just for an hour and a half, getting all the hunt horses fit for the clients. But I want to know why you bought this horse, because you had some trouble with your last one. And this one you bought to kind of fill the gaps and be like kind of more of a family horse. But then you sit there and tell me he doesn't steer?
Well, no. You know, when you're a lesson horse for a number of years, you kind of get hard in the mouth, and you're so used to taking care of your riders that you make your own choices in terms of steering. And when you have an arena to ride in, well, the walls are what steer you. So here I have nothing. We have just a big field. And he's like, where are we going? And I'm like, I don't know. Where should we go? We can go to the left. We can go to the right. But his mouth has been really hard from, you know, just years of being a lesson horse. So we're gradually softening that up. And we don't really go from point A to point B in a straight line. We kind of wiggle our way there, but that's okay.
Yeah, it'll be, you'll figure it out. Just if in doubt, just kick him. Just go faster.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a problem for me.
You know what? It's a perfect hunt horse because none of them steer either. They just follow the ones in front of them.
I know. They just go straight. That's all you have to worry about. Go straight and come back to me when we're, you know, when we're heading to the woods. That's all.
Well, congratulations on your new horse. Now, any other status symbols before we get to what you called for?
What did I call for? I don't even know what I called for. Other status
symbols. Oh, I got one. I know what a status symbol. It's owning an equity fork.
Oh.
Think about it.
We are the envy of the whole neighborhood. Our bright yellow pitchfork is amazing.
Yeah. You
I
own
use
which
it for
one?
Everything.
Which one do you have?
I had the Flexen fork.
So tell us, do you love your Flexen fork like we do?
I love it so much that the other day, some Grace used it to go pick the field, and she didn't put it back, so I had to use the old one, and I hated it. I had to hunt all around my property for my bright yellow fork because it was just, you can do so much with it. Like, I do more than just pick poop, I turn my muck pile with it. I rake with it because, you know, there's hay gets all over your barnyard, so I rake and scoop, and the horses step on it, and, you know, it's indestructible.
We use it to pick up branches. When you live under 1,000 live oak trees and it gets windy, you get a ton of branches down, and we had 2 wagon fulls of branches before I could mow last week, and we actually used the Flexen fork to pick up the branches and throw them in the wagon. And I would have probably never done that with one of the cheapy ones you buy.
No. The cheapy ones could not handle the beating that we – yeah, I pick up sticks too because I have to mow the fields and, you know, things, branches fall or whatever, so you got to go and pick stuff up before you mow. And I do the same thing. And the funny thing is you can get the branches in between the tines and it doesn't bend the tines and leave them in that position.
Right.
It doesn't ruin the tines. You can pick up all that junk, or if a rock gets stuck in there, it doesn't destroy the tines.
Absolutely right. Well, yeah, Flexen fork is terrific, and, of course, you can find all of the products that Equity Manufacturing makes at equitymfg.com. And we had the lady on last week who owns a company that does bedding, and she uses the Shaken fork and absolutely loves the Shaken fork, and she recommends it to all of her clients. And that's the one that has the motor in it that actually shakes when you clean the stalls out. If you have more than 3 or 4 stalls, you should really take a look at the Shaken fork. It's absolutely wonderful that way. But if you haven't gotten one yet, go to equitymfg.com right now and just buy one because you're never, ever going to go back. You're just not going to go back and buy a cheap one ever again. It's just the way it works.
It's a good product, definitely a good product. And, you know, the handle, the ergonomic handle, how it's sort of angled at the end?
Yep.
Give it, surprisingly, that's probably one of the most effective features of the unique design of that fork. Because when you are picking up large piles of manure, having that little bit extra leverage at the end of the handle really makes a difference, especially when you're small like me. And you have to heave a pile of manure over the fence.
Well, it's not
a pretty sight, but thank you, Equity, for putting that little feature on your pitchfork.
There we go, equitymfg.com. And a real quick plug before we get on to really bad ads here for the Stable Scoop show that Helene and I did this week. We had a fun Stable Scoop show. We had a couple of young professionals on with us. We had a dressage professional rider who's 21, and then we had like a 25-year-old professional eventer, and they were talking about the ups and downs of becoming a professional rider because every teenage girl goes, I want to be a professional rider someday. Well, they really laid it out, and I think did a good job of laying it out what it's really like, didn't they, Helene? It was a fun roundtable we had.
2 really smart girls, very enthusiastic, very sharp. I think they're going to go far in their careers.
Yeah, but, you know, so if you're a teenage girl looking to come up or a teenage guy and want to know what it's really like to be a professional rider in your 20s, then that's a good show for you to listen to. That'll be coming out shortly at stablescoop.com. Thank you, Alina.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Right,
bye. Bye, girl.
Well, Jamie, do you want to do a song here or go right into Really Bad Ads? Your choice today.
Well, let's play a song because I know you're trying to get around it, but it is time once again for one of my favorites, Glenn, so don't think you're getting out of it. Let's go ahead and play a little Templeton Thompson, Girls and Horses.
Really?
It's Friday. Play it.
She talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulders. I still feel like that girl someday. What is it? What is it with girls? Dream about him. I live to love him, and I love to ride. I'll always have him, be lost without him. There's magic in those and lines. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to have a song stuck in your head all day long, let it be that one. Oh, I love that song. That is Girls and Horses with Templeton Thompson. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. Find her on Facebook, follow her. She's a whole lot of fun to follow on Facebook because she's just such a positive, happy person. But, you know, I was looking at our Facebook page, Glenn, and Judy Shepherd nailed it. Do you know what the biggest status symbol is? And all of us have it.
What's that?
Horses. I mean, what's more of a status symbol than owning a horse? So
well, that's true. Yeah.
Cool. Everybody's cool.
Cool. Very good. Well, today we're going to do a couple of these for you.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, Really Bad Ads today is sponsored by Field Guardian Fence. And, you know, we're going to get a good test. We're going to get a good test, Jamie, of our Field Guardian Fence next week, it looks like, because we have this little thing called a hurricane heading our way. It's Tropical Storm Mike that's expected to be a hurricane. And it looks like right now the path has it going right up the Gulf Coast, which puts, with hurricanes, the upper right quadrant of the hurricane is always the worst with the rain and the wind and stuff. Well, if it comes up the Gulf Coast right along Florida like they're saying it might, we would be in the worst part of that. So we'll get to test out our fence as the live oak trees fall all over it. That'll be next week to test it out.
That's
so,
really, you know, I just saw that on the news, and, you know, I just want to just give everybody in Florida a great big hug, man. You guys, it looks like it is coming straight for you.
It's supposed to be a Category 1, so that's like a little blow. You know, that's nothing. We'll be fine. And then, you know, it could go miss us, too. You know, they always change that. It's 5 days away. Who knows? Actually, it's supposed to hit our area Monday or Tuesday. So if we're not on air Monday, you'll know that it didn't go so well. We'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If you're by yourself and it's just you talking to yourself on Monday, then you'll know we didn't fare so well. On,
do you know what the show would be like if I got to do it all by myself? It would be me doing Templeton Thompson karaoke. What is it? Come on, girls. What is it with girls? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's all we would do. I would just sing. I'll sing all hour. I don't care.
You guys better hope. You better pray we don't lose our power on Monday.
You've got that to look forward to if they do. Okay, people?
So today's Really Bad Ads is sponsored by Field Guardian Fence. If you're looking for some tape fencing, then they're the place to go to. If you're looking for a new charger, they have the best chargers in the business. We just love their fencing. So far, we've had branches land on it, small to medium-sized branches, and it's just bounced them off. This is tough stuff. Now, we have the fence that's rated to 900 pounds. Let's face it, if one of our 10,000-year-old live oak trees falls down on our fence, it's probably not going to make it. But nothing would. So we're going to see. We'll give you a report on our Field Guardian fence after the hurricane blows by here next week. It's fieldguardian.com for all of your fencing needs. Well, and Jennifer, what is our prize for the winner today?
Today's prize is a set of Summer Winnie's Socks for Horses socks made in the USA, specially designed to protect your horse's legs from insect bites and to keep them from being munched on. They're super stuff.
Thank you to them for donating that prize. Well, we had a lot of new people, didn't we, today, Jamie?
We sure do. And the first one up is a new contributor, Katie Smith. And Glenn, let's hear what Katie sent.
A registered 8Y Palomino Gilden, $1,500. I have a very sweet and gentle Gilden. He has been trail road, R-O-A-D, goes through, T-H-R-E-W, water. Not spooky, but body can ride. Nice horse. For more information, call. So there you go. You can get yourself a nice Gilden. You know, you're always complicit.
Body can ride.
Anybody can ride. That's right. Just throw anybody up there and you're good to go.
Yep. Don Bailey sent this next one in, and we'd like to thank her for that because this was great. And it's not even so much the ad. You know, when you put an ad on Craigslist, they at the bottom let you type in any keywords like horse for sale, you know, or fancy saddle or a brand name of a helmet, whatever you're selling, you're supposed to put some keywords in that associate with what you're selling. Now, the ad in itself is fantastic. Here goes, 14 hind, perfect pony, check out the bloodline, it's $1,200. You can sling ropes all over and around and whistle on top of them. Take big flags and flag them, smiley face. Wrap them in a tarp. Crosses narrow bridges. Will jump up or down anything you ask very willingly. Holds his own feet up for you to bath them. We blow him off with a blower to get the dirt off. That is...
poor horse. That is great for his skin, and it completely cleans him off without using water. And he gets along with all other horses.
Not so good for his breathing system, but great for his skin.
Why would they wrap him in a tarp? That's what I want to know.
Well, you got to haul him somehow.
I guess. This horse is going to be the kind you never sell. I may trade this pony for
a
car or
truck. You won't.
I'm not going to sell him, but yeah, I mean, you won't, but yeah, I got to get him out of here. I may, you know, she doesn't even want to just sell him, Glenn. She'll trade him. She'll trade him for a car or truck that's working, or possible if it doesn't work, then I can get it running. Send all info cash talks. Nugget is truly not herd bound at all. Well, apparently because you got him wrapped up in a tarp, slinging him over up and down jumps. My God, you're blowing him with a blower. So here's his bloodline. She goes on to list those. No punctuation. Buttercup, King's Remedy, Gold Duchess, Silver and Gold, Puri, Smoky, Silver Smoke, Gold Pandora, Body, English, Little Poco, Remedy. Is that
very
his name?
Good.
So, real quick, the keywords that she actually put in for this ad, too. Keywords. Because this is what comes up when they search for something like this. Rope halter, silver gold stirrups, leather tools, Australian packing camp stove, hunting tent, mule jenny, cow bull steer helmet lessons, training blanket, replacing, fleecing, sewing, bridle, billy, cook, Simcoe, weaver, Corbett, abetta, Wintec, synthetic mule jenny, packing decker, bag ropes, halter, silver gold stirrups, leather tool, Aussie, Australian packing camp stove, hunting tent. It just goes on and on. Those are the keywords. So if you're searching for blanket repair or a synthetic mule, you will find this horse on Craigslist.
Synthetic mule. I love that. That was pretty good. Thanks for sending that in, Dawn. Yudi sent this one in, and this is another trailer. We have two trailers today, I think. And this is a great trailer. This is a great trailer picture. But the title is what makes this one. And actually, Jennifer thought Yudi made this up, the title. She actually had to go to the ad twice and make sure that this – and this is actually what it says. I love this title. Sturdy and red and lots of tread. The person has some like a rhyme here. Sturdy and red and lots of tread. It's a two-horse trailer for $500. And it says we can possibly deliver, too, if you are too far out. We are helping an older lady clear out her yard. Does that sound suspicious? Like maybe they stole the trailer right out of the lady's yard. They're helping clear the. This is a great little two-horse trailer. It's very sturdy and red. It has great tires with lots of tread. Its back door has been altered to slide open because she couldn't lift the ramp. It could be switched back easily by you. It does not have a title at this time. Sounding more suspicious as we go along here. We can give you a bill of sale, and you could possibly get a homemade trailer title to get it plated. I didn't even know those existed. This trailer doesn't look like much, but it's nice and sturdy, has hauled wood, horses, cows, and stolen stuff right out of the lady's yard. Oh, no, I added that. It's well-made and reliable. By the way, it doesn't have a jack in the front. It kind of just sits on the ground. We currently use a car jack and a big wooden block. And they'll give you that for extra. One could be welded on easily enough. Could you just see them stealing it out of the lady's yard as they're trying to pick it up and put it on the bumper?
Well, how do you get it out of her yard? It doesn't have a I guess it's got the little hole thing to slide over, but over the ball. So you have to lift it up. And the back of the trailer, where apparently there used to be a ramp, looks like aluminum siding.
It does kind of. And this trailer has no roof. What is it without trailers with roofs? We haven't had a trailer on this show in 6 months that has actually had a roof. The convertibles must be in. It's a status symbol. A convertible trailer must be a status symbol.
Now you're on to something, Glenn. Wow.
This is attractive,
that's exactly
too. It is red, and it looks like the treads are good. They're right. It's sturdy and red and lots of tread. Jennifer will post a picture of that one on our Facebook page.
Well, you know, every Monday – we have Leslie Wiley from HorseNation.com on our show to talk about what's going on in the horse world, news, popular things on their awesome website. And I got a bone to pick with her. She's stealing from us, Glenn. She's a thief.
What?
Do you know
new segments she has on her website?
No, I don't.
Really bad ads.
What?
She takes
Does she call it really bad ads?
I don't think so, but I'll have to go back and look. I can't remember what she called it, but it's really bad ads. And she just copies and pastes them. So she doesn't even have to read them out loud like we do. This is more challenging for us. But the two she put up, I'm taking credit for because she clearly stole the idea from us. And I'm going to read hers. I'm going to steal back. Remember, if you're stealing from me, you're stealing twice. The first one is an adorable
miniature. I don't know what that means.
That means I stole it from somebody else. the first one is an adorable miniature horse colt, $300. 5-month-old mini horse colt. Mother is a 32-inch bay, and father is a 28-inch chocolate and white. This picture is when he was a day old. May trade for a different colt or stud because I don't want to take a chance on him breeding his mother. Or I would keep him. I'll also trade for guns or a wire welder. Call me. So why don't you just geld him, okay? They don't want him to breed his mama. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that whole thing. And by the way, it's cute as a baby, though. It's really cute.
Oh, it's terribly cute. And then this is the other one. Of course, theirs aren't as good as the ones I'm
looking
for.
No, ours are much better.
So, yeah, they're much better. We are looking for a free older horse for my 7-year-old and 8-year-old daughter. We have one whore, and the kids want to ride with me. We'll allow a home visit and sign any agreement. We get attached to our whores, and we're not whore flippers. Just a good family wanting to add another family member. I might have added the last whore for humor.
Hey, well, Jennifer,
get your whores at home.
Can you get our lawyer on the phone? Can we sue Horse Nation, please? And so they stole our idea. Yeah. All right. All right. The next one was sent in by. How do we determine we say her name is
Gemma.
Right? Okay, good. Sent in by Gemma. Half draft warm blood gelding. 6 years old, $2,000 her best offer. This is Maximus. What a great name for a horse. He is 6 year old thoroughbred draft cross gelding. I was told when I purchased him that he was half Shire, but I think he's actually half Clydesdale. Beautiful dark bay, black with 4 white socks and a big blaze. He stands over 17 hands. He is one big handsome boy. From what we can tell, the owners before me were really afraid of him. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. He has a super kind eye. Because others have been scared and nervous around him, he was scared and nervous. He has 60 days of training, but could tell that they were afraid to ride him, and he just did a lot of round pen and groundwork. I just put an additional 30 days of hard riding on him by one of the best horse trainers in Cache Valley. He has bucked in the past, including a girl a couple months ago, before the 30 days of riding, but has not bucked since.
Okay, at least they told he bucked, okay, unlike some people who are like, oh, I have a perfect beginner safe horse, and no, it's never bucked. Ow, my back still hurts because of that idiot.
It's going to really hurt if you were riding a 17-hand Clydesdale that's bucking. He is doing really good right now. He still has a little colt in him and still a little jumpy, but doing better and better with every ride. Let's read between the lines there for a minute, Jamie. Let me read that sentence, and you tell me what it really means. He is doing really good right now. He still has a little colt in him, and he's still a little jumpy, but doing better and better with every ride. Now translate.
All right, so he still has a little colt in him. He is acts like a stallion. He spooks and he bolts and he bucks. But it gets better each time because he gets more athletic and he can buck even better every time.
And what's the next thing they always say after they put that sentence in about getting better and better with each ride?
But he's so sweet.
Let me read you the next sentence. He has a really sweet disposition. You're absolutely right.
No kidding.
He will follow you around and loves being scratched and rubbed down.
He
doesn't like being rubbed down. He has a really soft mouth and takes very little pressure to get him turn or give his head because he's busy turning on his own and bolting.
Barbed wire as a bit.
That's right. That's true. Been working with neck reining, but still needs more work with this. This horse has great potential, but just needs... Now,
this sweet, lovely horse who loves all of these people and being, you know, is getting so much better as the 30 days of training, hard training, by the way, has great potential, but just needs an experienced rider.
Mm-hmm. Of course, he's going to bust off.
Do we have the hint here about this?
Well, we got it, because one of the sentences later on, he is extremely agile and athletic. That means he can buck really, really good.
Well at 7 hands.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Read. That's definitely a read between the lines one. Robin Kane sent this next one in. Horses for sale. Hello, I have a 3-month-old Bay and White Tobiano filly for sale, long legs, registered, asking $2,000. I have her mom, a 16-hand solid Bay mare, registered, proven to be an excellent broodmare for sale, $1,500, series buyers only. Prices are negotiable to the right buyers. Can you say run-on sentence? Hello. Next one. Palomino's registered quarter horse, beautiful golden for $2,000, very nice horse, needed someone's attention who really knows horses, no rough hand. What?
So if you have smooth hands, you're fine?
I don't know. I don't get it. Arab Walker Cross, very nice little mare, proven to be an excellent broodmare, $1,000 or best offer to good home only. All prices are negotiable to the right person, period. Do not contact me unless you're a very serious horse person. There are too many flakes on this website. Leave a message and a good time to reach you, and I'll contact you in a day or so. Thanks. I can send pictures upon request.
Funny.
Awesome.
Jennifer, I think we're going to skip the next trailer, which I think we skipped last week, and we'll move it to next week. Poor Tiffany. Thanks for sending in your trailer, but we're running out of time, so we'll put that one in next week. John Merriman sent in the next one. Are we going to do – is that one still – we're doing that one?
Yeah, thoroughbred gelding for sale, $10,000. I have a gorgeous 4-year-old thoroughbred gelding for sale, $10,000. That's a good price. He is a 16-3 and still growing, 4 white socks, star, stripe, snip, sneakers is his name. He is flexible enough to go far, but he can do everything you ask, from eventing to dressage and maybe even jumpers. This is the line that got me, Glenn. He has a natural eye for finding his stops at fences.
Wait a minute. I don't know much about jumping and stuff, but I don't think you're supposed to stop at the fences, right?
I think their typo is supposed to say spot, but they wrote stop. So he has a very natural eye for finding his stops at fences. So $10,000. There you go. Thanks, John. Thanks, John.
You can just picture the rider flying through the air. Karis Berry sent this in. I think that's a new contributor, too. Karis and Phil Berry, thank you so much for sending this in. We appreciate it. Thoroughbred stud. We have a lot of thoroughbreds this week. Thoroughbred stud for sale or trade, $1. Pro training Western with natural horsemanship at a 2-year-old. Very nice horse, loves to be rubbed. Leads lunges, picks up feet, only been on a trailer a few times, picks up a foot and put it on for him, so he want to load to train to load. Is a fast learner. Needs someone that's got some time to work with him. Has been with goats and other horses and ponies and does well. His ticken the bit, but was trained with Hackamore. He's around 15-1 to 15-2 hands. He's a big boy. He just got feet trimmed. He did okay. Maybe getting gelded. Maybe good idea. We'll trade for goats or any kind of... I added that, sorry. We'll trade for goats or any kind of large meat goats for breeding but not eating. I'm trying to get into the goats and out of horses, something me and my little girls can do without getting them hurt or me worrying too much. We'll take more than one goat, 10 or so or less, if good quality goats or registered. Update. Just saddled him up and rode him around the pasture and yard for 2 hours and didn't bother him at all. He killed 3 of the children, but it didn't bother him at all.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. Yeah, he's good. That was a great one. Karis, thanks for sending that in. You can trade your goats for horses right there. I don't even know what. Oh, North Carolina. Let's see. A beautiful black mare, $650, sent in by Cindy Ross. And this is the Emmett Star area. God, I love it. These are all Craigslist. I mean, you can tell that all these are Craigslist. What is wrong with people? A really pretty girl, 6 years old, needs experienced rider due that she's young and green and a little. Loads, ties, baths, I could go on and on and on, but I always rather have people see for themselves. She even loads in a two house. Good girl, G-U-R-L, I promise. You may contact me. Thanks, sorry I don't have much to say, but I'm a person who don't like to tell stories, LOL, because she's a great horse for me doesn't mean she would be for others. I'd rather you tell me what you think. Sorry, just an honest person. I don't have any probs with her. Also, she gets along with others. I'm not going to tell you anything yet to see her for herself, but I'm going to keep going. Also, she gets along with others. She will make a great kid's horse one day, just a little more time. She don't run off, not a mean bone in her body. I will drop her off for no charge if it's in the Kuna, Emmett, Caldwell, Nampa, Sweet, Ola, and Marzing areas. Is that this country? I've never heard of any of those. Just got her shoed 3 days ago. I can do half hay. I need a saddle, a half cash, and a two-year-old filly. Tell me what you have. I'm pretty open. I need a new project. Okay, so you need a new project because you didn't finish the one that you had before, considering that she needs an experienced rider because she's still green. Make sure you get a new one before you finish the last one. Good job. Way to go.
Yeah, I think there was some herb involved before she wrote this, you know?
Yeah,
little
I
bit.
Think so.
Yeah,
she's young, green, and a little loads and ties. Like, there's no ending. Yeah, she's stoned. Good call.
Robin Kane wrote this and sent this one in. Wanted dairy goat for cat rescue. Now, I kind of didn't understand. Maybe somebody can explain this one to me. I am looking for a large, medium-sized dairy goat, preferably in milk or bred. I have several litters of kittens that would benefit from a goat. Are kittens what? I don't know.
Why would
are kittens,
the mama?
They call a baby goat?
No.
Oh.
I guess she thinks she's going to feed the goat milk to the kittens, but why wouldn't you just use the kitten mom, the cat, to feed the kittens? And why don't you spay the dang cats so they don't have 14,000 kittens every single year? So there you go. That one just made me mad.
All right.
Yeah, she says she has a Nigerian dwarf goat that's just not producing enough. You think? It's a dwarf. How many zeros can the word several represent?
And do the kittens,
what's the limit?
Do the goats really let the kittens nurse? Or they, no.
I have no idea, but this is a bizarre thing. It makes me want to call. But they didn't leave the number, so thanks, Robin. Ruin the fun. And our winner for this week is Short Yet Sweet. And this has got to be the product of a divorce. I mean, does this not sound like complete divorce?
Yes, or really Tiff's fourth husband, one or the other.
This is a Tiff Thunderbolt sent this in. Tiff Thunderbolt, when you send in your email, make sure you put your name on it. Otherwise, we'll call you by your email name, which is Tiff Thunderbolt. Horse saddles, and saddles is spelled wrong. And this is coming from East Milton. So all in capital letters, short and sweet. Three saddles and tack. I don't know much about this stuff other than I have it and I don't want it. I'm thinking 600 for the three saddles and all the things for the horse's head. Call John. Ask.
All the things for the horse's head.
My wife left me. Get all this crap out of here. Oh, thanks, Tim. We're going to go ahead and send you the socks for horses. Oh, that was fantastic. I would have had to call and be like, I just want to know what you have. What are those things for the horses' heads?
Tim, awesome. Thunderbolt, if you could send your address to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, your mailing address, that is, we would be happy to get your prize out to you this week, and thank you for, I think that person might be new too. Tiff's Thunderbolt, thank you for sending that in. Three saddles and tack, and I don't know much about this stuff other than I have it, and I don't want it. How many times have us horse husbands thought that?
Oh, my God. I know. It's awesome. Awesome ad. Well, thanks, everybody. Thank God Friday's almost, it's Friday. The week is almost over. That's the important thing. You guys have anything fun planned for this weekend?
We don't know.
We're going to have a hurricane.
Yeah, hurricane. We're going to plan for the hurricane. Although I just got a note here from Susan Nelson, our person who keeps track of everything for us, that says the hurricane is not headed for you. It's going through Cuba, past the Keys, and up to the Gulf to Alabama and Mississippi. So she apparently, Susan has a direct line to Mother Nature, and we are spared. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate you putting in a good word for us.
She's on top of things, but probably she also watches the Weather Channel. So maybe the direct line to Mother Nature is, it could be the Weather Channel. Jim Cantore, I think, talks to God. So it could be, that could
well,
be it.
Well, you know, we always said, and we've had one experience where Jim Cantore showed up in our town, and that was when we were in Lexington when all those tornadoes came through. So if we see Jim down here at Main Street in Ocala, we'll know to get the hell out
of here.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, later. Well, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. I'm actually with my bad back. This is what's great, is we had this plan before I hurt myself. So I have to stuff myself into my husband's car tomorrow, and we are driving to Los Angeles to visit his brother and their family and all their kids and stuff. So I have to sit with this bad back in a car for 6 hours tomorrow, and then we're coming back on Monday. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
That's going to hurt. Yeah. Take some drugs. Get some drugs today. You need drugs.
You know what's awesome is that my sister-in-law is actually a doctor. So if I don't see a doctor today on base, I'll be like, hey, while you're here, can you look at my back? Let's get an x-ray, shall we?
Hey, you know what? You could go through Norco. We have that good friend of ours that's a chiropractor there in Norco.
Oh, my God. I'm going to call Jennifer Levin. Levin's. I should call her. There you go. That's what I'm going to
do. You should. She'd see you. Yeah. Good idea.
We all have a great weekend.
Take care,
and yelled. Thank you. Watch out. Batten on the hatches. Susan might be wrong. Maybe one. Probably not.